Matthew 5:29.
Turn to Matthew 18:6, Mark 9:42, and Luke 17:2. Matthew 5:29, Matthew 18:6. Let's read some scriptures. You know, when I was way, God really was dealing with me on the condition of this ministry, and there was a couple of things and a couple of conversations I done had with people concerning, let me get more in the middle because y'all in the middle, about some things that's going on. And what God's been really telling me about not only this ministry, but more ministries that we can think, there is a spirit that's out there that is current, and we are really out of control in the area of offending people. And we think that we can just treat people any old kind of way, and as long as we're doing it in the name of Jesus, everything's okay. And it's scaring me, and what's scaring me most of all is that we are doing it in the name of Jesus. And whenever you deal with God in offending the people of God, and more than that, offending the unsaved also, God get very offensive with us. It's at the level of where we try to use scripture to back up what we're saying. We even say the point about how they are thin skinned, or, you know, they didn't want to be here anyway, because I've been really evaluating not only this ministry, but I've been listening, and I deal a lot with pastors, and I've been listening to them talk too, and I'm like, wow. In their ministry is that the ministries are not being built up in strengthening and becoming stronger. It has nothing to do with the leadership. It has to do with the people in the congregation in the chairs beside each other, that we are offending people. And I'm a minister to y'all tonight, and I was going to say that till Sunday, and God spoke to me and said, no, tonight. And I said, well, Lord, ain't everybody going to be here. He said, no, tonight. And you can see there's a lot here tonight. So evidently this is of God, because I feel that I won't get through it all, and I still preach it on Sunday, be okay with me, because I think everybody needs to hear this. And what I'm beginning to deal with, I want to deal with first is offending people, then how to deal with people that we won't offend them, because I got revelation this weekend on this. I'm telling y'all, I receive revelation of how to deal with somebody that gets on my last nerve. I'm going to teach y'all over the next couple of lessons, it may be on Sunday, I don't know, I'm leaving it wide open, of how to deal with somebody like Mike Jones who got issues, and but yet there's somebody else on the inside of Mike Jones. Are we supposed to love? And how we're supposed to treat with respect, and how we're supposed to do all of these good things. I'm going to teach you how to separate Mike Jones from Elder Mike Jones. I just use you for example. Is that okay? You can handle it. I know, so you're used to it. So this is what I'm going to deal with. I have to get off of the Name of God series to go into this. And I will be preaching and teaching on this to the level where you will comprehend that you're going to learn how to deal with somebody that can come up to you and curse you out and ready to fight. And you look at them and wholeheartedly, genuinely, you look at them and say, you know what? I really love you. And you know what? Can I just hug you? Because there's something else is going on inside of you that's causing you to explode on me. I'm really not your problem. There's another issue that you haven't dealt with that is causing you to act this way. Because what's happening is when they offend us, naturally we offend them back, because you don't treat me like that. I'm a child of God, and you don't treat the anointing of God like that. You don't treat a child of God like that. And so we get to defending God when God's supposed to be defending us. There's a problem. I want to learn how to. My whole goal over next year is, listen, I want to stop playing church on the inside of myself. It ain't got nothing to do with y'all. Hold on. I don't know if y'all understand what I just say. Ain't got nothing to do with Mama Marilyn. Ain't got nothing to do with my sister here. Ain't got nothing to do with her. I want to be genuine on the inside of myself. myself. I want to live a righteous life on the inside of my side. If I say that I love Lady Marguerite, I want to genuinely love her, not just say to the people, I'm crazy about her, and when I get home, so she gets on my last nerve. Because what I say openly is not what I'm going to be judged on. It's what I say privately when it's just me and God, what God is showing me that he's judging us on. So you can proclaim that you love somebody. You can proclaim this and that, all you want out of your mouth. But when you say, when they get on your nerve, when you, yeah, anybody ever caught something come out of you, like, that's how you really feel. From the heart, the mouth speak it. I don't want to hear no more. I want to hear what's here. When we get upset, when we get frustrated, when we get agitated, that's when the real us comes out. Y'all think when I got mad, how many of y'all, well, some of y'all may do this, but if you do, you can raise your hand. I have one testimony in my life that I can say that has been pure and beautiful. And my mama always said this, said that Glenn have never backtalked me. I may have been wretched in every other area of my life, but I never sassed my mama. I never forget this one time. Daryl did something. I got tore up, and she made me clean the whole yard. You know, we lived in a country where you had trash pile in the back of the house. See, some of y'all don't know about this. And sometime when the wind blow the trash pile, if you couldn't burn it in the back of the house, the paper would blow all over the yard. So one of our chores was that we had to go pick up all the paper out of the yard, and then you had to clean up the yard and make sure the trash was burned. So, you know, up the country, some days you couldn't burn the trash, but you couldn't keep the trash in the house either. So you had a trash pile in the back of the house, way back in the house, and so it would blow up. So one day I got whipped, and I went to clean the yard. Daryl came and told her, said, Mama, Glenn didn't do it. I did it. She called me in the house and said, boy, why did you tell me that? I said, well, Mama, you told us not to sass you. Yeah, I missed that. It was a level of respect that I had for her that caused me, and the love that I had for her, that I couldn't do that. So genuinely, we don't love people. And we don't love God. Because when we truly love God and he tells us not to do something, we don't do it. Our relationship is lacking. And it shows whenever we get agitated, or it shows when we get around people who we really don't care for. And guess what? You think it's Mama Marilyn. You think it's Minister Mike Jones. You think it's the PMT staff, Miss Annette. But it ain't them. It's that funky, agitated spirit that you got with you that's been brought out by people that's like them. It ain't the individual. It's the spirits fighting and clashing with each other. And every time it clashes with more than one person, it ain't the person. It's you. Let's look at these words right here. Let's get into this. Y'all okay with this tonight? I don't expect no conversation back. I'm okay with that. I really am. Because where I saw God when this all came out, they gonna get mad and upset. Your job in the middle of the night to wake them up and say, Pastor's right. You wrong. Let's go. I brought all these scriptures out. We're going to read a lot of them tonight. So if y'all want to double team and read, y'all want to read them together, I really don't care. Where are we at? 5:29. Hold on. Let's go.
Matthew 5:29. Mm-hmm. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell.
This is scary. So what is he speaking about here? That if somebody offend thee, what does she do? Get rid of it. So the offensive movement inside the body of Christ is what? Unacceptable. This is what this means. if somebody offend and constantly offend, it's better to get rid of them than to keep them. When do God speak like this? Oh my gosh, I thought he came for everybody. But there are people who constantly offend. They will constantly offend unless you can help them to understand that they need to stop what? So let's look at the word offending or to offend. It means simply this. Y'all ready? Dr. Webster says to cause to feel upset, annoyed, and resentment. If something or someone constantly caused you to be that, they constantly do things to offend you, that's something wrong with either her or me. I got to figure out who's the problem here, because either her or me gonna be gone. It's the offensive party in it. Now I ask God, who's the judge and the jury of it? Because I can't judge. You can't judge. Who y'all think it is? It's God. So let's look at this. It ain't that you're offending me. It's not that I'm offending you. It's who offending God. He knows which one of us is constantly the problem. That's where I got scary at. So whether you offend me or not, Mike, or I offend you, neither I can say you going to hell and you can't say I go to hell. It's who God see is the wrong party in it. They're constantly doing it. That takes it off me. I don't have to worry about you offending me now. Because if you're offending God, he said it's better to get rid of you. And when God get rid of and cut off, you cut off. You can't come back. He didn't say patch up the arm. He said what? Cut it off. He didn't say patch up the eye. What did he say? Pluck it out. That's the, hold on. Hold on. Watch this, y'all. This word in the Strong Concordance reads simply this. Y'all ready? Ready for some deep? Because y'all think it's something heavy and strong you got to do. You ready? The word offend, and out of the scripture we saying, say simply this. To put a stumbling block or impediment in the way upon which another may trip or another may fall. They may not trip and fall, or they may. But if you set up a device in the way that may cause another one to trip, cause another one to leave the ministry, cause another one to... That's deep now, ain't it? How many of us have now offended God? Because we done things to somebody else to cause them not to be here on a Sunday morning. We has offended God. So if I was had a bad day and I came up to you because I had a bad day and said all this stuff to you because I had a bad day, and you didn't show up next week and say, I don't want to be bothered. Keep going to church. They ain't changing. God is offended. It's getting strong now, ain't it? God is offended. And when God is offended, he said he got to get rid of those that offend him. I ain't finished yet. It gets deeper. To cause a person to begin to distrust and desert one whom ought to be trusted or obey. And you can, so that's a lot of gossip that's going on now, ain't it? When I looked at this, God said, this is where you got people to talk about leadership. Pastors and ministries that cause other members that are following God and following leadership and pastors and ministry to start a distrusting leaders, pastors, and ministry. You know the gossip that goes on behind closed door that you don't know the truth about it? Because I always tell somebody said something to me one day, and they said, they got to talking about the boy that wore the tight shirts all the time down Atlanta, that when all that stuff went on with him.
Eddie Long.
I'm going to tell what I tell him. Y'all ready for this? And I'm going to be honest with all of y'all. I want everybody to look me in my face for 5 minutes. Like I told them. Was you there? Was you laying in the room when he took him by the hand? Was you there when, and I got a little bit pastorish on you. I mean holy pastors. I went and I got a little bit Glenn Jenkins on them. Was you there when they got naked? Was you there when they had sexual relationship? So if you was there, that means you was involved with it, so you can speak on it. But if you wasn't there, you can't open up your mouth because you really don't know what went on. If we take that, we stop gossiping. Well, he said, I love when you go to court, when you open up your mouth and say, he said, the judge stops you right there and say, as he say. Well, he said, well, I said, and then you can continue on. Because when you talk about what you know for a fact, because you was there, then I can believe you because that's a witness. Too many of us are offending people off of gossip, and we don't even know whether the truth or lie. So you basing your salvation, whether you're going to stay in God, on somebody else's words. I told you I'm going to get deep and profound with y'all to the level where your spirit is going to start cringing over the next couple of weeks. I love you to death, but I ain't going to go around saying something you tell me because I don't know. Can't stand Muffin. Don't trust her. No, I'm just playing. I love Muffy. I love to death. Love Muffy. No, but Muffy, no, I love her to death. No, Mama Janie, sweet as can be, right? Be honest with you. Her Mama Audra and Aunt Gladys are probably the three sweetest you ever seen, right? I ain't going to base my salvation whether I'm going to heaven or hell on what they tell me. To go around and gossip about it? Dude, what are we doing to each other? Let me ask all of y'all something right now. And let's be honest, because I'm going to be honest with you. When somebody says this to you, how do you feel before they say it? Be truthful. Please do not lie to yourself on this. Girl, boy, I got something to tell you. No. Let's be honest with each other. Let's throw the deep and profoundness. I'm going to go over it because I knew this one right here. Anytime she said what she said up inside church 2 weeks ago, I know she going to tell me the truth. I can't put it on tape, but you know when she get finished telling me. But I know it's going to be the truth coming out of her mouth right here. What you going to do? There you go. You ain't going to listen. If you had somewhere to go and they say that they got to tell you now, hold on, babies. Wait a minute. You're going to pull the car over. Y'all be quiet back there. B got something good to tell me. This how we justify. Well, I ain't going to say it. It ain't gossip unless I say it. Would you say, Lady Marguerite? Lady Marguerite said that's true. Y'all heard her, didn't she? I told Marguerite one time, y'all. I'm going to tell this story. Told Marguerite, say, every time I know you're on the phone grade of gossip, this is what you say. What? Girl, what? I said, there she about ready to go now. Ain't not. She had to catch herself. When I told her, she got to doing it one time, she said. Y'all got to remember this. I'm trying to keep it light. They want to tell you, but it's your job to not to receive it because it becomes a stumbling block. In your way, you're going to change what you think about that person after they tell you what they're going to tell you about that person. Now, not only have they offended you because they shouldn't have never told you, they offended God when they said it. They're offending the person that they're talking about because they don't know if it's true. They now planted a seed of offensiveness inside of you, and you're going to use that seed to produce a fruit of offensiveness to somebody else. That's why the church is not growing. I heard what a preacher said one time. He said, any preacher can preach. You get word after word. Churches don't grow off of preachers what they preach. They grow off of how people is being treated in the pews beside them. That's how churches grow. Believe it or not, all of y'all in here want to be in a place of safe haven where there's no nonsense and you don't have to deal with a whole bunch of drama. So why has church got so much drama? You get wore down sometime, don't you? All right. Let's get down a little bit deep on it. Next one. Come on, Muffin. And stop offending me. To cause to fall away. That's the creepy part. We'll get to the place where we cause people to fall away. You don't think we're going to be held accountable to God? If I say I ain't going to City Refuge no more because I'm tired of how B keep treating me, you don't think God going to take that into account and we got to stand at the judgment seat before him and he said, you remember Sister Dora V? Yeah. Well, I remember how you offended her A, B, C, D, and E. You know, she left church after you did what you did to her and she never came back. Wow. Now getting scary, ain't it? She didn't leave the City of Refuge. She left the body. She left God. I don't want to be the cause of nobody to leave God. Well, I wasn't the cause. That's not what the scripture's telling us. Something got to be the cause of somebody leaving. Listen, if they're weak, we're supposed to protect them. If they ain't strong enough, we're supposed to love them. We're not supposed to expose them and get rid of them and think the body is better without them. Because believe it or not, he came for all of us, the strong and the weak. I love one of my favorite messages I heard in Cleveland, Ohio. Is the man says simply this: the church is a hospital. That's all we are. We made up of patients that have drug problems, dealing with addiction. People that's got psychiatric problems, you know. You got Ritalin kids in it. You got folks that's broken, suicidal people. Think about it. We are the hospital spiritually. Let's roll. Let's get to the next one. 18 chapters. Is this okay with y'all? Yeah, Matthew 18:6. And y'all gonna hear it again on Sunday, so you don't have to come.
No,
that was just that was offensive. Y'all don't have to come if you don't want to, but I recommend that you do. All right, let's go from 18:1.
Matthew 18:1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them.
Okay, hold on. And I hate when folks talk about this. Oh my gosh, I hate it when people do not know how to interpret the New Testament. The New Testament is to be interpreted spiritual first, natural second. So, in other words, this was a parable that he's speaking throughout a natural being of a spiritual movement inside the body of Christ for us today. So who is the little child? It ain't the kids. It ain't Doris. It ain't Tubby. It ain't nobody. Who is it? Huh? There you go. The babes or the weak ones in Christ. The ones that we are offending. The one that cannot handle it. Like some of us. Some of us, it rolls off of us. We don't pay attention to it. I don't pay y'all no mind. I've been here so long. What I see here is mild to what I did see. She'll tell you. I was offended so bad over inside a wedding. Oh, what you call them? I was about ready to flick inside the middle of D.C. D.C. got on to them. Glenn. I've been offended so much when I was a babe in Christ. I got stronger. Now I don't even pay people. I've been talked about so much, I started believing some of the things they were saying about me. That's bad. When it's a lie and you start to believe it. I thought I was one of them civil characters. Hey, split personality or something. I ain't lying. I had to check myself. Y'all don't know. Was I actually there? Did I actually do it? Lord, am I what you talk about, the man with two spirits? Gloria, and don't get us wrong. It still bothers us. Don't get us wrong. I don't care how long you've been in Christ, because now some of the wounds, they go deeper. What irritates me about a lot of things is people don't care about our families and our kids and what, they just malicious about it now. Let's get it. So any little children, let's go.
And said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
In other words, we got to get back to that level. Let's go. Come on.
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
So my problem is that none of us are humble when it comes to this offense. When we all going to back down? When we going to start yielding? When we going to stop allowing them to take us to a place where we carry it to another level? Do we got any humble Christians in here that's willing to keep our mouth quiet and just walk away? Or why do we feel we got to defend God? A child should never defend the parent. Ouch. Let's go.
And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me.
I love that. So not only if I come humble towards you as a little child, if you receive me, the humbleness that I come to, then God looking at you and say, that's my boy right there. Look at him. Look at love, love. So if I come to you to apologize to you and you receive the apology because I'm being humble about it, not only do I get rewarded, you get rewarded too, because now you receive me in my humbleness that I came. Guess what? If you go humble and they don't receive you, you still get your reward.
But whoso shall offend one,
there we go,
of these little ones which believe in me.
So if I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do, and you just expose me because I'm coming to you with a meek and humble spirit, now I'm offended by what you do. Oh, my gosh. It's no longer me to have to worry about defending. Who's going to take matters in this? Do the kids have to fight? All they have to do is say, Daddy, there was a man out on the playground, and this what he, y'all don't know my dad. My dad told me one time, he said, Glenn, anybody ever mess with Doris or one of them? Don't you do anything. Come get me. I'm old. I can do the time. Am I lying? The exact words that his mouth was. Because he knew his son would act like a fool. Let's go.
It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck.
Oh, good God Almighty. Boy, I feel like getting happy up in here now. Read that again from the 6 hours. Read it again.
But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me.
See, the one that believes in his word is going to do what he say and stay inside a Christian movement and act like they're supposed to act. It's not our job anymore to fuss and fight and argue with folks. If they want to act stupid, they're going to have to reap the consequences of their action. Not us. It's not my job to tell you all. It's not my job to allow you to take me off of where I'm supposed to be at. So you can act like a fool all you want to. When I come to apologize to you because God tell me to, even if I don't think that that's what I've done right, I'm going to do it with a humbleness because that's the word. And if God told me, I'm going to believe and trust what God told me to do, then I'm going to stand and do what he tell me to do. The ball is now in your court, Mike. What are you going to do about it? Did what I was supposed to do. Read on.
It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea.
Good God Almighty. Can you, and so, hold on. I'm confused here. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. If a millstone, which is, y'all know what a millstone is, right? A millstone is a big rock that they take back in the Bible times and they used to put it in a circle. And they used to crush the grains and make wheat out of it. Now, you had to roll a millstone. It was so heavy that you couldn't. Now, he said, it's better for a millstone to be what?
Hanged about his neck.
hang about his neck, and what? He tossed into the sea. So what is this millstone going to do? It's going, okay, say what you just said. It goes, okay, now he said it's better for you to die by the millstone. So what's worse than that? So in other words, what he's trying to tell you, death is your least problem. When you offend somebody, the dying part is the least that you got to worry about. It's the afterlife. It's what I'm going to do to you after you die. Oh, my gosh. So since you want to torment and torture one of my little ones, I'm going to let you go to a place where you're going to be tormented and tortured at the level. Because I'm a firm believer there's different levels in hell set up for different level of torture, set up for different people that did torturing on this earthly realm. If there's going to be different rewards and different levels in heaven, and Satan's kingdom is set up just like ours, but on the opposite side of the spectrum, there's different levels and different tortures down there. Good God Almighty. All of this because of offensive nature that we are setting stumbling blocks in front of people that people cannot walk correctly in the body of Christ. With our gossip, with our negative, with our raunchy mouths, all because we had a bad day. Help me to believe that what I'm doing is right, Lord. Come on.
Woe unto the world because of offenses.
There it goes.
For it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Mm. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be
So if you got a problem in your life that's causing you to offend other folks, cut it off. In other words, if you want to blame it on your job, it's better for you to be in the street, he's saying, without a job. Now, y'all, hold on, let's back this up. If he's saying all of this, this is a serious issue, ain't it? This is very serious, y'all. But how many of y'all have heard this preach inside church before? But we want to talk about all these sins that is worldly, but we don't want to talk about, I believe, the number one sin, well, God told me, the number one sin that's destroying the inner workings of the body of Christ. Come on, so I can finish these verses. I'm not going no further than this one. Keep on.
Rather than having two hands or feet to be cast into everlasting fire.
There it goes. Come on.
And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire.
So where is our offending people? What is the end result of it? Y'all just heard it. Nope, that's your least problem. Hellfire. The lake of fire. Yes. So how many of us have offended somebody? Hold on, let me make it easy on you because I don't want you to be there thinking about it for the next 2 days. Just up in here. Just somebody up in here. Just one person up in here. Wow. We need to get this together, don't we, y'all? My problem is, why are we offending people? Look at somebody say, to be continued. Because we can't take too much of this. Yes, we can. And I'm telling you, what God is showing me, hallelujah, there's a difference than what we classify and what he's upset about and what he's actually upset about. Let me express this to everybody in here. And I have the authority to say this from him. What we're going through with our issues is what he's least worried about. It's these offensives that causing other people to leave the body of Christ is what he heard about. Let me express this to you. If all the heaven rejoice off of one person that comes unto repentance, what is all heaven doing when one leaves the body of Christ? if one individual that comes unto heaven, come unto God, cause heaven to stop, and they have a rejoicing party, when one leaves, what happens? Have any of y'all, this is your altar call, I don't even want to call it up here today, but if anybody in here has offended anybody that's been in this ministry, or anybody that's been in your house, or anybody that's been in your family, on your job, then you need to get it correct. That's what he's been telling me. How do I get it corrected? With him first. One thing good about God, God never allows you to be held accountable for something that you did not know. But, and he does not expect us to go back in the past. But what he does, he will reveal it to you so you can repent on it right now. That's all you have to do in order to go forward. You don't need to call up 5,000 people who you had offended, because some of y'all be cell phone bills be tore off the chain right now. Mother Lena probably had to be calling people for the next 2 weeks. He don't just say, Lord, you know, I know that I done this. I did not really know how bad this was. Hey, I see I done A, B, C, D. Please forgive me. Please help them to come back. If you place me back in my path, I will apologize for it. If you want me to. Because sometimes apologizing does more harm to good to people. So it's better just let God handle it. But if God tells you to, you got to do it. Amen? So, Muffin, if I offended you, I ain't sorry. Nah, that's Muffin. I just like picking on Muffin. Muffin hounded. She can howl. Ain't right, Muffin? I'm my little sister. Oh, big brother's supposed to do the baby sisters. Amen? So we're gonna keep with this theme, and we're gonna work this. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this awesome word that you done taught to us tonight, Lord God. Help us to continue on to see the light. Help us continue on to do that which you have called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.